Thank you, Andy, for that introduction, and to you and Wes for hosting us today at this amazing brewery. And I love that you brought your kids here. Now, the kids got off school. And you kids know I'm a teacher. Well, it's so nice to see you here. And I guess we must have a lot of union members in the audience when I heard that. Yeah. Love the unions. So really, Wes, it's incredible what you two have built here. And you're absolutely right. This election is about shaping a future that our kids can thrive in, one where they feel safe, as you said, Andy, and loved. Serving as the second spouse of the United States is something that I know a little bit about. And Doug, you're doing an incredible job. Finding balance between your own profession and your service to our country. And isn't he the best second gentleman ever? I'm also grateful for the many state and local officials joining us here today and all the work that you're doing here in the Upper Peninsula. So I really appreciate your warm welcome because it's great to be here in Michigan. You know, this really is a beautiful part of the state. I've never been here before. So as I came in, it's just incredibly beautiful. I just wish I could see a little bit more of the lake, but maybe I'll see it as I go. Anyway, when I was growing up in a suburb of Philadelphia and dreamed of what my life would become, I knew that I wanted two things. A marriage like my parents that was strong and loving and full of laughter. And, as Andy said, I wanted a career. So I set out to find those two things, but my path was just a bit meandering. It was the 70s, maybe some of you might remember, some of you. It was Vietnam, love beads, equal rights. I wore my hair down to the middle of my waist, and so did most of the men I dated. So one day I was asked out on a date from out of the blue, and that evening this handsome young senator showed up at my door. So remember what I said, it was the 70s, remember the guys we dated, you know, clogs, yes, you're shaking your head, bell bottoms, tie-dye, right? So I opened the door, and I took one look at his perfect suit and his leather loafers, and I thought, thank God, this is only one date. Well, one date eventually turned into a marriage proposal. And, you know, okay, if I'm being completely honest, it was 5 proposals. Because this was not part of my plan. And more than that, it wasn't just my heart that was on the line. As many of you may remember, years before, Joe's wife, Nelia, and baby daughter had been killed in an automobile accident. And the boys, Bo and Hunter, had to be in the hospital for many, many months. And after all that they had lost, I knew that if I said yes to Joe's marriage proposal, it had to be forever. Eventually, I realized that my love for Joe and the boys far outweighed any fears I had, and I said yes. But... Well, thank you. Somebody's happy that I married Joe. But I'll never forget what Joe said next. He said, Jill, I promise you, your life will never change. Of course, that proved to be wildly untrue. You know, life is change for all of us. We learn and we grow. We overcome heartbreaks we never could have imagined. We find wisdom and grit and empathy. But in the last few years, I've seen a different kind of change, a rupture in the foundations of our democracy, a pullback of the hard-won progress that we've made. We are the first generation in half a century, as Doug said, to give our daughters a country with fewer rights than we had. Book bans, voting laws gutted, court decisions that strip away our most basic freedoms. But circumstance is not destiny. 8 years ago, Republicans flipped Michigan by a hair, a fraction of a percentage point. Remember how close that was?
Yeah.
10,000 votes. They thought they could do it again in 2020. They poured in resources and they held rallies. They thought that they could out-organize you, but you proved them wrong. You talk to your friends and your neighbors. You call people you'd never met, and you reminded them to vote. You put on masks and hopped on Zooms. You raised money and changed minds. You gave everything you had to make Joe Biden president and Kamala Harris vice president, and you won! Women put Joe Biden in the White House 4 years ago, and women are going to do it again. Because, yes! Because we know what's at stake. I've been so proud of how Joe has placed women at the center of his agenda, starting with his historic pick for Vice President Kamala Harris. President Biden is fighting for a national law that would restore Roe's protections. He is defending reproductive rights, and yes, that means protecting IVF and access to contraception. And as Doug said, Joe is lowering the cost of prescription drugs and health insurance, expanding access to maternal health services and affordable child care. Yeah. He appointed Ketanji Brown Jackson, and he's making historic investments in our economy. Joe has spent his entire career lifting up women, but Donald Trump? He has spent a lifetime tearing us down and devaluing our existence. He mocks women's bodies, disrespects our accomplishments, and brags about assaults. He boasts about killing Roe v. Wade, saying he's proudly the person responsible for overturning nearly 50 years of precedent. And he wants to punish women who are seeking reproductive health care. And now he's saying he supports states being able to monitor women's pregnancies to enforce extreme abortion bans he's unleashed. Donald Trump is dangerous to women and to our families. We simply cannot let him win. We can't wake up the day after the election like we did in 2016.
No.
Terrified of the future ahead of us. Remember waking up that morning and thinking, oh my God. What just happened? What are we going to do now? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to re-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That's how. So how are we going to do it? How are we going to do it? Just look around you. Women for Biden Harris. We're going to do what we did in 2020 and 2022. We're going to talk to your friends about why this election is so important. Tell them what's at stake. Sign up for phone banks and canvassing shifts. And we're going to meet this moment as if our rights are at stake, because they are. As if our democracy is on the line, Because it is. We will decide our future. Because here's the thing about men like Donald Trump. They underestimate our power because they don't understand it. They see us working late shifts and making grocery lists and driving to soccer practices and volunteering, caring for our parents and raising money for those in need. And they think that we can be ignored. They don't know that our to-do lists are our battle maps. And when our bodies are on the line, when our daughters' futures are at stake, when our country and its freedoms hang in the balance, we, women, are immovable and unstoppable. That's what our power looks like, and it's time we show them once again just what we can do by working every single day from now until the polls close on Election Day in November, by electing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, by deciding the future we want, the future we all need. And when we do, women, nothing and no one can stand in our way. Thank you.